USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia has become the fourth U.S. state to identify a case of the new coronavirus variant sweeping through the U.K. Health officials in the state say the strain was found in an 18-year-old patient with no history of travel. Colorado has also seen cases of the new variant. That state's governor, Jared Polis, tells MSNBC that the new strain is not yet widespread.
This is not the most widespread variant in our state. It would be popping up a lot more. We have some other possible cases of the variant that are going into the more rigorous analysis, but our screening is sufficient to find out if this is a widespread variant. We're doing the initial screening on more than a quarter of the tests done in our state.
And Wall Street recovered from Monday's slump, boosted by a surge in oil. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 167 points on Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 26 points to jump nearly 1%. And the NASDAQ also rose close to 1%, adding 120 points. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The New York Stock Exchange has changed its mind about dropping three Chinese companies, despite an executive order from President Trump. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And an Illinois teen accused of killing two people during a street protest in Wisconsin has pled not guilty to murder charges. Kyle Rittenhouse entered his plea via teleconference Tuesday during a short hearing. He's accused of shooting three people during a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last August, killing two of them. Rittenhouse has maintained that he fired in self-defense. A trial date of late March was also set during Tuesday's hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Georgians are headed to the polls Tuesday to decide the balance of power in the Senate as two seats hang in the balance. Two Democratic challengers are trying to unseat a pair of incumbent Republican senators, something that Georgia Republican Congressman Jody Heiss doesn't see happening. He tells CBS News that he's confident the state will remain red.
Well, I'm totally confident that Georgia is red by about 5 points. The problem has been what our Secretary of State allowed to happen with the absentee ballots going out to everyone on the voter registration file. And then, of course, that file is inaccurate, probably in the ballpark of about 10%. So therein lies the problem. But there's been a lot of activity, as you mentioned. Both sides are out there working hard, and I believe at the end of the day, it's going to be a good day. But of course, we're all watching not only the balance of power in the Senate is at stake at this, but the entire political philosophy of our country, be it freedom or socialism, is at risk. And I believe the Georgians are aware of that.
And music will wait a little bit for its biggest night. The 2021 Grammy Awards have been postponed due to rising coronavirus cases in California, where the ceremony was to be held on January 31st. The ceremony was already planned to be mostly virtual, with only presenters and performers appearing at LA's Staples Center, with nominees accepting their awards virtually. Organizers are reportedly looking at rescheduling the show for some time in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.